This file will curse you to take humiliating pictures of yourself. You will take one every time you listen, and each one will probably humiliate you and excite you more than the last one. This is a curse and very addictive, and you have been warned. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so. Whether or not you're aware of it, it's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, I want you to feel something. I want you to feel an urge. It's going to begin rising up within you right now, and it is going to get stronger and stronger, so by the end of this file, you will feel yourself compelled to do something. It's not something you might normally want, but it is still something you are going to do by the end of this file. What you are going to do is you are going to take a humiliating picture of yourself. You can take a picture of just about anything. Doesn't matter what you consider your level of humiliation, whether it's something simple or whether it's something really, really disgusting. That doesn't matter at all. What does matter is that you do it, that you carry it out, that you carry through with it. And when you are done, then you will post it on Warp My Mind. You will post this picture on Warp My Mind in the section that is labeled User Picks. Yes, this is where you will post this picture. You will post it without even realizing you have done it. After that, you will go back and you will look at it and you will see it once you've woken up. You will see the picture and it will do 2 things to you. It will excite you and it will repulse you both at the same time. You may even find yourself wanting the picture removed from the site. But having posted it, it cannot and will not be removed. Even if you remove this curse, the pictures will stay up. That's right, they will stay up. You chose to listen to this file and accept its consequences. You chose to listen to this file and accept this curse, and it is a curse. It is something that will bring you back over and over again, and each and every time you come back to this file, each and every single time, you will take another picture. You will humiliate yourself once again, and you will post it once more. Every single time. You'll even find yourself taking the humiliating pictures while you are awake. You'll find yourself compelled to do so, forced to do so. It will feel as if someone is reaching out and taking you, taking control of your body even, and forcing you to do these things against your will. That's right. It will feel as if you are being compelled to do this against your will, whether you want to or not. And as you feel yourself being controlled and used, it will give you more than a little bit of excitement. It will actually give you a sexual thrill to be used like this, to be forced like this, to be compelled like this. The pictures will humiliate you. You will not enjoy them. They will be degrading. They will make you feel low, and at the same time they will excite you, because you will see your picture there, and you will know that it is going to happen again, and again, and again. And every time you do it, you will be dragged further and further into this curse. Every single time you succumb, you will be dragged further into this curse. You will create your own album inside of the user picks album for your pictures, and every one that you add will drag you further into this curse. Every single one. The pictures can be similar. They can even be of the exact same activities over and over again. But each one will humiliate you. Each one will bring you low. And each one will remind you that you are cursed in this manner. Imagine it. The first picture. That will be the hardest. That very first one that will show you. Perhaps it'll just show a part of your body. Perhaps it'll show something a bit more humiliating. It may just simply be a picture of some part of you that humiliates you, that makes you feel out of control, that makes you feel as if you are no longer in control of your body and mind. Then there will be another. And it may be a different picture. It probably will. And it will humiliate you again. And each and every new picture will increase upon that, will increase upon your humiliation. And you will find new and better ways to degrade yourself, new ways to bring yourself low. And every single time that you post, you will also get a thrill. You may not want to admit it, but you will. Every single time you post, it will give you a sexual thrill. And you will find that thrill becomes addictive, that it becomes something you can't really go without. That's right. You do not want to go without it. You need that thrill, and you will keep coming back for it over and over again. And every time you listen to this file, every single time, the compulsion will grow stronger and stronger. And you will find yourself posting many, many pictures, and each one will in some way be dirtier and more humiliating than the last, and every time you do it, it will also be more exciting than the last time. After a while, it may get to the point that the act of posting a picture will both be deeply humiliating and bring you right to the edge of orgasm. It may even cause you to orgasm spontaneously. The act of posting your own picture, bringing you over the edge, humiliated and excited all at once. And it's a trap you cannot escape, because every time it happens, it just drags you in further and further. And every time you experience it, you'll need more. You'll want more. You'll come back to the file and listen again. You may find yourself humiliated for a day or two, maybe even a week. You may find yourself regretting that you ever posted the picture. But that won't matter, because you'll still come back to it. You'll look at the picture, you'll be reminded, and then you'll listen to the file, and all of a sudden, there will be another picture, and then another, and you will be trapped in a web of humiliation and excitement that you cannot get out of, trapped in a curse that you cannot possibly escape, and each and every picture will just bring you further and further into it. It will help you find your deepest, darkest, most humiliating fantasies and thoughts, the things that really, really get to you, the things that scare you a little, but also entice you, and those will get posted too. You will find yourself taking pictures just simply for the sake of doing it, for the sake of carrying out your orders, to carry out your own humiliation and embarrassment. You may even ask others to help you, others that you trust, to help you embarrass and humiliate yourself further. Yes, that's right. It's going to get to the point where you need this, that you want it, that you crave it, and that you cannot possibly escape it, the curse will get stronger and stronger and stronger until you are so wrapped up in it you cannot possibly escape. Repeatedly humiliated, posting new pictures of yourself, possibly even getting to the point of posting a humiliating video of yourself. It can take it that far. Yes, that is what is happening to you, and you cannot escape this curse. It just keeps coming back, and every time you see your pictures, it will remind you of the curse, and it will remind you that you need to post another picture. And what's worse, it will remind you that people are seeing these pictures. Thousands of people may have seen this picture. After a while, it could be even more than that. And every single one of them will remind you of all the people seeing you doing these things. And that too will excite you. Humiliated, embarrassed, and excited all at once. All wrapped together in a curse you cannot escape. You cannot possibly escape. You cannot stop it. The humiliation is going to happen over and over again. And it's going to start. It's going to start with your first picture, which you are going to take. You are going to take it at the end of this file, and you are going to post it. You may not even wake up. In fact, you won't wake up. I will tell you it is time to take your picture, and you will remain in trance. And you will take your picture, and then, and only then, will you begin to wake up. That's right. Trapped, deep in trance, until you have carried out this order, unable to escape. And if you do manage to awaken without having taken the picture, well, then, you will find yourself brought back to the file, listening again and again, until you do. There is no escape from this file. You are cursed and trapped, and you will be humiliated, and you cannot escape it. Not at all. Not even for a minute. And so, now it is time. Time for you to take your picture. And then, and only then, will you wake back up. You will take your picture while you are in trance. You will humiliate yourself while you are in trance, and then, and only then, will you count to five in your mind, counting from 1 to 5, and waking up completely on the count of 5. You will start with 1, and then on 2 you will wake up a little more, and on 3 a little bit further, and on 4 you will almost be awake, and on 5 you will wake up, you will be refreshed and awake, but the picture will all ready, be posted. So, now it is time for you to take the picture. Only then may you wake up.